born, a child of the moon in the year of 1742. The second daughter, coin, 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 coin. My master was the ruler of the land, governor of Natchitoches, where I was born and was unheathenized in the Catholic Church, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I watched my parents die of yellow fever. I cut open the womb of my mother to retrieve the body still breathing of my brother. All while nursing the white woman of my household to health through the tools that my poor mother taught me, though I could not save her. I was only 16. There will never be any pictures of me. I am now 25. I can see my soul.
Thank you.
The way he looks at me. What does he plan? Should I look back or should I look away? Do I have a choice or is it inevitable? The laws of the land say that I must submit, yet the laws of my body confuse me. But I am the age of woe, man, bought and sold to bear the fruit of a seed I do not wish to plant. But perhaps, perhaps there is a way for me to live, to survive, to strive, to be me, to maybe even be free. I can at least be free of mind if I cannot be free of body, free of violence, if not free to walk where I please, do as I please, lay down with whom I please. How does it rectify my soul? Will it matter once I meet my maker, black man, red man, brown man, white man, my savior, where is he? Or perhaps where is she? Perhaps she is me. I can get through, I've seen so much, yet I've experienced less than a dog. I am well trained, but I am strong, and I am cunning, and I am smart. I know when to hold my tongue and when to free my spirit. I know how to fight with a sophistication only known to the cunningness of beings. I am the beginning of the quintessential female hustler spirit, hustling to survive so that others may strive to be something more than me. There will never be any pictures of me. I am 44.
Thank you.
Joseph, Laura, William, Jeremiah, Maria. Marvin. Beatrice. Marvin Jr. Michael. Daryl Matana Hadara Armani. I have laid down my body with this man for 19 years. I have bore 15 children, 10 of them his, all born as illegitimate under the eyes of the church. He lay down with me for 19 years and decides to marry the widow of a neighbor. After laying down with me for 19 years, am I not worthy? 19 years. But he gave me land, 68 acres along the Red River right there south of town, and I worked that land. And I saved every penny so that I could start to buy back my children. My children that were taken from me and sold like cattle. I bought my crippled child first. For 4 years, I saved and saved until I had $50 so that I could buy back my crippled child. I bought the freedom of my second daughter, coin, coin, ka, 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 coin, 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 coin. My second daughter, and I bought my grandchildren so that they would no longer suffer. And after that, I bought everybody in my family that I could. There will never be any pictures of me. I am 72. I bought back all of my children that I could find, and then we started buying cousins and uncles and aunts. They would be seen as slaves, but at least they would be my slaves. My eldest son bought his wife's 8-year-old sister and my granddaughter, and we just kept buying. That's Louisiana. And we worked that land, and we were granted, and we survived, and we prospered. We built our own big house. It took 33 years. I own 12,000 acres of land from 67 acres to 12,000 acres. We even built our own church. White folks had to sit in the back. My family has become the wealthiest group of Negroes in the United States of America. All because I lived my life with a plan that was only based on pure survival of my mind if I could not have my body. I am coin. There will never be any pictures of me. Thank you. Jessica Pavone. Matt Swift. Bill Green. Daniel Levin. And I am Matana Roberts. Descendant by marriage of Coin, Marie Curie's Coin. Thank you so much. This was a very special night for me.